coming. Tough Nation UK's back, and we've got plenty more animes to talk about. And we came back from LFCC last week, Harriet and me.
Yes.
And it was very sparse and easy to walk around it in, and we didn't sweat too much either, did we?
No, it was so nice. You could actually walk around in it this time, and I literally pretty much covered the whole of the what was happening in like an hour.
Oh yeah, and like any people who are free were happy to like chat as well, the guests.
Yeah, which is good. I
They were
mean,
probably bored.
do you know what? Yeah, me and
No, they
David.
were. They totally were. They were like, well, what's going on? And it's like, Stanley's not here, so the hype's gone.
Carrie Fisher was, but yeah, but I don't think many people were queuing to see her anyway.
No, but she was locked up in her corner though, so you didn't even see if she was even in the building.
That
She was
that's true.
hidden.
I did hear stories though that she kind of went off for lunch and came back 2 hours late. Yeah, which
Diva.
is, and no, she got stuck in traffic apparently.
Ah.
So there were a lot of angry people. Though I've heard mixed reviews. It's just stuff I read on the forum, so it's just something that came to mind while I was posting links to what I was doing. But I just thought, wait a minute, what? I don't really go on forums nowadays, but it just caught my eye. But no, in all, it was good. I mean, I hate yellow lighting, as you know, so unfortunately, most of my photos came out yellow.
Yeah, well, no, we were okay. Like, unless you went outside or you went into the car park, the lighting was a lot better.
Yes, that's true. And luckily, I did manage to do both. So I did a shoot outside, and then I did like a quick video downstairs with the X-Men group. I
Yeah.
like took one photo.
We
That
have to
was
give a
it.
shout out to the X-Men crew. The
Yes.
X-Men crew, they didn't beat the Guinness World Book of Records,
Oh,
but they
not
did
again.
on a really good photo shoot.
Oh, that's such a shame. Well, hopefully next year. I know Josh, who's running it, he's doing the Avengers Age of Ultron. So he's going to do another world record event then again for the premiere.
Never give up.
No.
Never
No. That was his goal. He just wants to
gonna
carry on doing it.
let you go.
Oh no.
Oh
Have we been Rickrolled on our own show?
my gosh.
But no, it was good. I mean, the event itself, like I said, lovely to walk around in and lovely to actually just move about, because I had so many nightmares after the one in July, not being able to get out as quick as we could, just in case like something had happened. But at least this time you could just walk in and out with ease. So it was lovely, and the queues weren't as bad going in. I think I saw you, what, about 12 o'clock, Aisha, and you said, "I think everyone's still queuing to get in." I went, "Everyone's in." Pretty much, which was good. And oh yes, who we met? We met one of the wrestlers,
Which one?
Scotty Too Hotty,
Yeah.
and oh, and Shelton Benjamin.
Oh,
And Scotty was very nice. He signed David's autograph for a picture of him, and then we got photos each with him, and he was a really cool dude. Shelton Benjamin,
Hotty disappeared halfway through.
did he? He must have done a
He
photo shoot or
was missing
something.
in action from his table for a very long time.
Oh
Went out
really?
for a drink.
Probably. I know his son was there, because there was like a before we saw them, there was these Planet of the Apes cosplayers, and he was like, "Oh, I've got to
Oh,
get
they
a
were so
photo."
good.
He wanted a photo with his son with them,
Aww.
so that's
Aww.
kind of knew that it was his son, and he's so adorable. And so we got that done, but then later on we saw him sitting with him afterward. We saw Rikishi and Grandmaster Sexay. They were sitting all next to each other, which was good. But there was also
Rikishi had like his entourage around him, and he was looking like a proper pimp daddy with his shades, seriously.
he always wore them, and he even had like the black leather jacket with Rikishi on it as well.
Amazing.
Alberto Del Rio kind of looked, you know, like the cool kid of the class, like, yeah, whatever. You know, like the whole signing of, I wish
Yeah.
I
Did you s
go on.
No, I was gonna say they were like specifically with him, and I think someone else next to him, you know, post photos sign.
Seriously?
Whoa.
Yeah,
Well,
I was like, really?
That's really bad. I'm kind of glad now I kind of took the sneaky
Was like,
photo
he's the
of
hot
him.
guy. Of course we want pictures with him.
Well, I've heard stories that he can be a bit diva-ish outside of the ring, so, which is a bit of a shame.
Oh, because... he had no problem playing with my friend. Oh my god, she spoke Spanish. So she was oh, can we have photos? And then the wrestling manager was like, no, sorry. Don't do photos. And she asked him in Spanish. And he was all like, yeah, sure, let's do a selfie. And then the guy was like, fine.
Oh, wow.
Said so. It depends on you know, how big the rack is. You got the rack, you got the power. I'm not even joking.
Oh my god. Oh wow. I think there was one guy there who signed his title belt or something, like a replica one. But he was kind of like, you know, like when you sit back and you're like one shoulder's on the chair and he's just like signing with the other hand.
Yeah.
The I don't give a damn pose.
It was kind of shameful. It was kind of like when I saw Lita at LFCC last time because I wanted to meet her. But then when I saw her, she was kind of...
Why am I here?
Yeah, and that really put me off because that was her I wanted to see. But in the end, I met Bulk and Skull. And my god, they were a...
They were so enthusiastic. Oh my god, even if you didn't buy print, they were like chatting to us. Yeah. They were like antagonizing people just so people would come over and talk to them.
Oh,
it was brilliant.
When they were queue, when people were signing stuff, when they were signing stuff for people, they were chatting to everyone else in the queue. I have a video of them chatting to me while they're chatting to someone else, which is brilliant. Like we're having a conversation about Irish people. It's just random. It was so funny because they were saying, "Oh, Irish people have red hair," and I said, "Well, I'm Irish," and I think Skull just pointed at me, just go, "But you have a brown hair, you know."
It was well, so you're funny. Not ginger. Is that what they're saying?
Can't be real.
Oh god. But oh yeah, and the last one we saw was Shelton Benjamin, who again, he was one of those people, why am I here? Which really
I think a lot of them probably got rat arsed the night before, especially the wrestlers, so probably. But then they were like, oh, hungover. There's no cue. Why?
Yeah.
The usual suspects were there, being very popular and busy, and that was what do you call it? The dude from Red Dwarf. So Rimmer was always queuing up for. The lady from Jurassic Park had loads of people. You had also Darth Vader. He always had a constant queue.
It's Darth Vader. Everyone's Darth Vader.
That's true. And Chris Barry, I completely forgot was there. It's so bad. It's probably because when I went, you know, there was like a row of people. I was like one side where you could see as you're going in. I never really looked more on the other side because, I'm not being funny, all I had for was for the cosplay desk, which sounds really bad, but I was completely oblivious to the rest of the guests, apart from the girl from Jurassic Park.
What you mean on that specific line of people?
I completely forgot about who was there.
Oh, the guy next to her, he was like one of the famous like horror actors. He was in Dusk Till Dawn. He was like one of the famous vampires. He was in Hammer. He was empty, but he's actually a real legend. And I think unless you're into niche stuff like that, because there were quite a couple of people that took interviews with him and stuff. So it just depends on your fancy, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you came specifically for your wrestling stuff. Oh, do you know who was there? I forget her name. She was really lovely. The lady from Austin Powers. She was. She plays. Don't mind me. I'm just passing the popo. Yeah. So the lady from Austin Powers. She plays Seth's mum.
Oh yeah.
Fraulein something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fraulein.
Right, now, this was really cool, right? So she had a fan who turned up, had a mini-me statue, and just left it on her table. So she was doing, like, photos of everyone with the statue. She was carrying it around with her. And she was so into it. You come up to her, ask her about anything. You could even just come up to her and ask what time it was. She was happy, and she was well chuffed. And this woman, coincidentally, did voice of someone from Legend of Korra. Wow! That's super sweet. She was actually up for doing an interview with me, and then afterwards she was like, oh my god, you're so cute, you're obviously dressed up as the character from anime. I was like, oh, you're so perceptive. Yeah, so a lot of people, I mean, there was also a dude, I forget his name again, but he's from Lost, and he's also in Django. He's been in actually loads of shows, Criminal Minds, loads of stuff. and he was just non-stop talking to everyone. He was talking to the people that were on his table, the stewards. He was having a whale of a time. My goodness. I mean, these are the kind of guests we want to see, and they kind of make the event what it is. But then when you've got the ones that just sit there like, ugh, why am I here? They're not probably going to be asked to come back again. And plus, it ruins our view of them, right, Harriet? I believe your boyfriend didn't have a good experience with one of his, you know.
With Shelton, yeah, he was kind of like, David asked him a question, and David was kind of a bit shy asking it, because he thought, oh, would it be like a good question not to ask? And I said, well, I'll ask him, you know. It was basically when HBK, a long time ago, he kind of, he has a move called the superkick, and he did it off, Shelton was jumping off the top rope, and then he pummeled him with a super kick as he was falling down. And David basically just wanted to ask him, oh, was the impact real? Because he's watched the video several times, and he just wanted to see if he felt the pain, basically. Because you know how wrestling, you know, it is fake, but you know, it's just, he wanted to know if
it, but you don't know which bits are fake and which aren't.
Exactly, yeah. Because they do get injured for real. But he basically said, I finished the question, I said, did you feel the impact? And he just kind of looked up at us, he was like, yeah. And he just carried on signing the photo.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's
weird.
I know. And lazy. I know. And David kind of... He was disappointed, I will admit. But, like, for the rest of the day, I cheered him up. And, you know, I bought him, like, a little Sailor Venus keyring at the end of the day just to kind of prep him up. Just to say thank you as well for coming to the event with me. Because I know he really wanted to meet Shelton and Scotty. So... 1 out of 2 is not bad.
Scotty was the guy, you know, if he was a dickhead, then we would have been really disappointed. Mm.
And
you know,
he was,
too cool.
Exactly, when I first started watching wrestling, Too Cool were the tag team who I first kind of watched when I started watching it. And I told him that. He said, oh no, that's really kind, that's lovely of you to say that. And I just thought, oh, thank you. And he shook our hand, and then when we did the pose, he did like the peace sign to both of us and hand round our shoulders, so it was really cool.
Well,
and like we showed him, and we were just like, right, back away, back away.
Don't touch me, don't touch me.
But yeah, so I know in July it's moving to the Olympia, so
oh, cool.
It is going to be bigger.
Oh, that's going to be good.
And there's no more yellow lighting!
Yeah, we can swing from the ceilings!
It's a glass ceiling, so it's even better. Natural lighting.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're going to stop the on-the-door sales to prevent what had happened in July.
Oh, Stanley.
Yeah, well, it was just...
Look, all they need to do is just never invite Stanley again. It'll be fine.
Well, I doubt he'll ever come back because this was his last time in the UK. So
oh, I don't know. They've been speculating now that he might come back again.
Really?
So, so he was lying, man. He just wanted to make the money. He's a crafty old bugger, isn't he?
I never saw him. To be honest, I as much as I am a fan of his, I wasn't. I didn't want to. You know, it was too... I kind of knew what was going to happen, so that's why I kind of like, right, I'll just kind of meet everyone else and just appreciate the fact that I see him in every other movie, or every movie that Marvel make, you know?
Yeah.
And just keep it
to be
way.
Honest, I saw his Q&A for the press conference, and it was really good, actually, because he answered a lot of questions. He talked a little bit. I think it was just to see him in action was amazing because he's so witty. Okay, he's completely deaf, but it doesn't matter because he makes up for it with charm and personality. And you think for like how old he is, that's amazing. Yeah. And like to have flown that far, like, okay, everyone was like, oh, he fell asleep for his photo shoot. I was like, he survived that weekend. And that was a big thing for a prospective black granddad.
I think he loves meeting the fans because most people who have met him
totally
in America, he is totally up for it. He just loves meeting everyone, you know. And even in the films, you know, he plays like, even though they're small parts, they're great characters to play. Because like, oh, where's Stanley gonna be next? Kind of thing.
It's nice to see his legacy carrying on.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it was good and all. Great weekend. Nice one, LFCC.
I think LFCC was really good a way to catch up with friends.
Yes.
Because it was nice and, you know, spacious. People got to meet up. Loads of people took, you know, photo shoots and whatever, filmed. And I saw a lot of the photographers, like, chatting to each other and stuff. Because normally it's a bit more of a competitive feel at MCM, which we've got coming up this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
And that's going to be, if you lose your friend, you've lost them forever.
Pretty much. Oh,
never again.
Never again.
Yep.
Every person for themselves.
Yep.
Making me less hype.
You back at the car 2 days later.
Oh, once you've lost someone in that crowd, you just don't, you have no hope.
Save yourself.
They might see me.
Keep very good phone. Well, actually, no, the phone signal in that place can be crap.
No, forget that.
You're not going to find anyone.
Get a string and just tie it to each other.
A pager.
Yeah. Jesus, pager.
Smoke signal.
Around?
Carry a flag or do the Japanese tourist umbrella thing. I'm over here.
Oh, God. That's going to be fun. Should we go on to MCN then very quickly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, the headliner is Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully he won't cancel last minute like all the other big headliners.
I must laugh.
World... Huh?
I must laugh. He was... Now, this is completely irrelevant, but he probably was going to talk about this, but he was on the Lorraine show on Monday.
Is this the smoke alarm thing?
Yeah. He was going to be on live, and I thought, oh, I'll watch it, because he'll talk about MCM, because I love when people kind of talk about events we go to. I'm just like, ah! And the next thing you know, the smoke alarm went off, and I thought, okay, he'll be back on.
It's a sign.
No, he won't be back on. No, he won't. And apparently they did record it, but I just thought it was just, oh, bad. But the bad time it was for that X Factor girl who was being interviewed, and, like, second time you're being told to go away. When an interview's just begun. Oh
dear, you couldn't have planned that better. But
yes, anyway, Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, he's going to be really popular on Friday. But they're going to do the same thing that they did with Matt Smith.
Yeah, you get a raffle for his ticket, yeah, to see him.
So, as much as I'd like to meet him, I'm not a massive fan of Harry Potter, and I know that's short for... It's just I am, but I'm not a massive follower of it. So I've read the books, I've seen the movies, but you know, that's about it. And but I do want to see the new movie he's in now.
Oh, Horns! It looks good, doesn't it?
It does. It looks really good. That's why he's there. He's there promoting it, and that's all he's signing is stuff for it. What I've read. So.
But if you're a cosplay fan, you'll be going because the hottie Jessica Nigiri will be there.
Yes.
Now, I'm just fingers crossed here that she'll be wearing her armoured Sailor Mars outfit, because that looks sick.
Seriously?
Yeah, so sick. Ooh. If you saw at the last convention she was in a whole group of armoured Sailor Moon characters, and her outfit, she's actually covered her body. It's amazing. I can actually see her artistry and her techniques on actual cosplay outfits. So I hope she's wearing one of those, because I'm just going to get bored of her wearing bikini outfits. She did a rave Sylveon, and I was like, oh, but your Sailor Moon one looks so cool. Take off the rave bikini. Take it off.
I mean, I'm looking on her page now, and it is literally... I mean, I know a lot of people are not fans of hers, but, you know, she is like Marmite. She either you love her or you hate her.
I didn't even know people disliked her. Anyway, she's apparently made it to London, so that means she is going to come. You know, I think they've done an interesting thing. They've got a whole bunch of international people coming down to the, I think, the Neo store to do signings, cosplays.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think she's separate. I think she's on her own store.
Yes, I think she's with Kelly Jean.
Ah, yeah, that's her friend. Yeah, she's the UK cosplayer.
I'm just looking at these costumes now, the Sailor Moon. Oh my god, they look
It's good,
amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good. Not I mean, I hope she's sending good but... back, so I want a picture of that specifically.
That is really cool. Oh wow, I'm just looking at it now thinking, what? Hold on, let me see if I can send it to the girls for you to see.
It holds the boobs in?
Right, I've set it for the girls to look at the same time.
I'll look at it at the end.
But, oh wow. Yes, and we got some voice actors as well. More voice actors. I do have the page.
Oh, we've got Vic Vignana's coming.
Yeah.
Mr. Ed Elric, and he's also, what's his face from Oruan High School postcard?
Tomoya. No.
Tamaki.
Tamaki.
He's just called Senpai all the time. I forget his real name.
I'm just looking at
he's done a number of loads of different animes, but he's like a popular one. He'll be here. There'll also be Laura Bailey. Most of you will know her as Toru from
Fruits Basket.
I know me and Harriet do.
Yep.
And we also have a husband there, Travis, I believe. Yep.
Travis William, who is a Roy Mustang in FMA.
Oh, sweet.
That's who he's famous. You have three more voice actors. You have DC Douglas, who has been in Mass Effect. Sandy Fox, she's been in quite a few, but the one I know is just that she's in Neptunia, thanks to David for telling me that.
Oh, of course, he'll be in front of the queue for that.
I think she plays Peachy, I'm not entirely sure of her character's name. And Lex Lang, I'm just having a look at what he has done, because I cannot for the life of me remember. why were you not loved? Oh, here we go. He's been in Ray Earth, Samurai X.
I love Ray Earth. Who is he?
Let me just double check who he was in Ray Earth. It was 1993, so I'm gonna have to go down IMDb quite a bit. He's been in
Do
Naruto.
It, woman. I'm waiting. He's been Do
in
it.
Mar. He's been in Justice League. He's been in Disgaea 2. As the Overlord Zenon.
Who's Zenon?
Yeah, you're the fan. I don't know.
No, spell it for me.
Z-E-N-O-N.
Okay, that means I've got something to sign. Yay!
My god, he's been there. He was Zagato and Lantis in Ray Earth.
Oh my god, Zagato's the bad guy. He's like the main dude. Oh my god, I'm just going to totally like fangirl. I'd be like, you're hot. You're not, but you like totally voice a really hot guy. Yeah.
But what it is, though, it says here under the MCM, autograph, one autograph free on MCM provided item. So obviously it's going to be a photo of whatever series they have.
Oh, they'll provide us with something. Okay, cool.
But they will charge for subsequent autographs. So basically, if you want them to sign something other than the photo on the table, they will charge you. I don't know how much, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you got one thing for free. So, if, for example, if you bought a DVD, you'd get that signed for free. That's what I assumed. They had a different system last time. Last time, you bought a magazine and that entitled you to free autographs.
Yes, they're doing the same thing with that as well.
But who's that? Is that for different people?
Let me see. That is for DC Douglas, Travis mm-hmm. Willingham, Laura Bailey... And yes, those three. So if you buy MYM, then, or my, I don't know how it's pronounced, you get the autograph.
Cool.
And Vic Mignon is doing a photo shoot, which is £20.
Yeah, they did that in America, actually. He was at the most recent one, I think, New York Comic Con, actually.
Yes, that was the last one.
No, thank you.
I many years ago went to his fan club thing. He did a thing called the Rising Ball Rangers thing.
Oh, Rising Ball Rangers, yep.
Yeah, so this was years ago. We went to this meal with him, and he just came and chatted to us and started eating my friend's food. It was hilarious. I don't think any photo would ever beat those photos that I got of him eating her steak. It was. Let's just put it this way, a photo shoot photo will never do, in my opinion.
Oh god. I was part of the Resin Ball Rangers, but I never joined in any of the lunches.
Jesus, you should have come. That one particular one. I know a lot of people came, but it's just that he actually got up and took the time to speak to everyone. Because normally I've been to these meal stuff before and they just sit on their one table in the corner. Yeah. And then no one gets to talk to them except for the direct people next to them. Mm. So he's really... What's the word? He's full of life, this guy.
Which is good. I mean, whenever I've met him, he's been great. I think I've met him
I'm really
times.
Impressed, you know. MCM have got a lot of anime voice actors in. I think it's because I complain all the time. Maybe they've listened. I think
it
I've
works.
Moaned enough.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, whoops? It's brilliant.
No, it works.
It works. They also have Hideo Baba's back.
Oh man, that guy just can't get enough of us. He just can't keep away. They're always like, oh, if he comes back, blah, blah, blah. But we can't ever confirm. And it's like, yeah, he is. He has another house in England, totally. Coming.
There's four producers from Two games. One game I will mention in a minute, but one is Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse.
I have to go and talk to them because the guy's going to be there. And then my mate from TGS, Pac-Man guy, is going to be there. Yes! It's going to be epic. It's going to be like reunion.
So we have Masashiro Kishino and Hiroshi Waki for Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse. And then Alex.
Mm-hmm.
There is two people from Dark Souls.
Yeah, you know the pictures that you were being grumbling at? That dude's going to be there. Wow, that was the most enthusiastic year ever. I thought you were going to be up front asking questions. Alex is like, I'm not going MCM.
Yeah, they're only on Saturday.
I know.
Oh, and someone's selling tickets. Hint, hint, hint.
I can't go. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you want me to try and get autographs for you if I can?
Yes, please.
Okay. I will try my... Can your voice go any higher?
I have a number of friends that I would
Alex,
love to...
do you at least have any questions you have for him? Like, we can pass on.
Why did you make the game so bloody hard?
Oh, God, I've got so many questions and I can't think of... Will you... one's a bit too detailed, which is just, what were your plans for Priscilla originally? That's all I want to know.
Woman.
Priscilla, yeah.
Is she the one who eats? Or supposed to do food, right?
Priscilla, no, she's a half dragon.
Ooh.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, she lives in a painting. She was a sub boss in an area they never finished properly.
Okay.
But they kept her in the game. I want to know why. What were your plans for Priscilla? That's all I want to know. What did you plan to do with the poor thing? Leaving her in that painting, all alone. Most useless boss.
Okay, so we'll mention Priscilla, the painting dragon.
Yes.
Totally. Cool. They've got all different times for signings and panels and stuff, so I'd advise you go check the MCM timetable for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, because some of them are exclusive to only Saturday.
Yeah, the schedule is up there, as well as the guidebook, which you need to look at, because it has the map of MCM in it, and it is vital. If you know what you want to do, do it, because there's nothing worse going there, and you think, oh, where am I going to go? I go that way, and then it's...
I do that every single time, Harriet.
Oh, I know, I'm terrible. That's why I'm just studying the map as much. My main points, the theatre, Pop Asia stand, actually, where all the theatres are, the Pop Asia
What's
stand.
What's happening at Pop Asia, Harriet?
Mini Masquerade is going to be on Saturday, I do know that. Hold on, I do have a thing here, because I'm on the thing. I'm on the MCM page, and Memorabilia is going to be there as well.
Oh, so we're going to see, like, Alfie Moon in that.
No, not this time, but we're going to see Bill Murray from... not Bill Murray. What's his name? He used to be in the Bill
Murray. Al Murray?
Not Al Murray. Hold on, I do have it. Never wants to work tonight on my computer, which is fantastic. hold on. Pop Asia stand, let me have a look. Kill the Kill's going to be selling there, that's cool. First half. Okay, Saturday we have 11 o'clock, Emma Baby Metal Tribute, 11:30, Jax Cosplay Basics, 12 o'clock, Cinnamon Purin, 12:30, Angie.
Oh, the dancing group. Yep.
1 o'clock, the Mini Masquerade, 2 o'clock, Vic Mignogna, 3 o'clock, the Anime Quiz, 4 o'clock, Lex Lang and Sandy Fox, and 5 o'clock, the Hitali of Hanel. Sunday, we've got Emma at 11:30 dancing, 12 o'clock, the Euro Cosplay Judges panel, and I know Melanda Chan? She's a famous Yu-Gi-Oh! Cosplayer.
Oh, is it?
I love her. She was like one of the people I used to look up to when I started cosplaying Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters. So I know she is one of the judges there. 12:30, the winners panel for the Euro Cosplay. 1 o'clock, Rosa Tea Cafe Dance Group. 2 o'clock, Tofu Cute Fashion Parade. Are you part of that, Aisha?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I have a lot of things going on. If I have been told, I should double check that.
3 o'clock, Scarlett singing. 3:30, the MK Dance Group. And 4 o'clock, Kerry Louise, who is singing. And then obviously the theatres, Theatre Ray is going to be the main one for the Euro cosplay, and that's going to be big. It's its 5th anniversary this year. And I will be at that. It starts at 5 o'clock, I think. And I don't know how long it's going to last, but last year's ran quite a bit. I didn't leave till after 9. Which, yeah. It's good, but I don't know. I know I'm going to try and help out the gang backstage as well, so make sure everything goes up quite hopefully before it starts. Just trying to think what else there is. Obviously...
Lots of stuff to buy.
Yes.
Lots and lots of stuff. Comics...
yes,
loads
Comic
of independent
Village.
Artists, so please support them.
Yes.
Come here, try something new.
Yeah, go visit their stands.
Get a caricature done.
Because you might find something there that you'll like, and then, you know, never know, in 5 years' time, they'll be famous. They'll be like, oh, I remember when I bought this in MCM so many years ago. Because, you know, it happens to everyone. Everyone has to start somewhere.
Exactly.
Special guest, I'm just going back to memorabilia. Robert Llewellyn is there.
From
Red Dwarf.
Hey.
Who else is there? This is awful. I should know. Hattie Hayridge, also from Red Dwarf. Billy Murray. That's it.
From
The Bill.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I only know him from The Bill. So. Oh yes.
Harriet, build it up.
Oh dear. So yes, as always for Expo, plan ahead.
Also, oh yeah.
Also, if you can plan ahead, but at least take a packed lunch. We were all discussing this.
Yes.
Lots of water.
Packed
lunches, because fully they do run out of food, and the food is really expensive.
Yes.
And
by the end of the weekend,
and you don't have to walk down the road.
By the end of the weekend, the drinks machines is literally just there's nothing left. Seriously, there is nothing left. That's the only thing I see.
You just went really Irish there, Harriet. Really Irish.
Also, keep cool.
Yes. I'm afraid to say anything now. my Irish does come out from time to time. make sure you pack plenty of food, drinks, have like a fan, because it does get crowded there sometimes and you need to cool off. And also, if you're taking photos, make sure you have plenty of batteries, plenty of space for your memory card, because there's nothing worse than going there and thinking, oh no, I've got nothing, and I can't go to the shops, because there are camera shops there, I think, or accessories, but they're going to be double the price.
There will be plugs around, so if you are clever enough, bring your chargers with you. You can find a socket, or worst comes to worst, hotel rooms that you have or friends have. You can figure something out. Maybe even in the pub.
Yeah, I mean, there will be a lot of people staying there. So if you have a friend who is staying there, and they just say, oh, can I just borrow your, you know, socket for like half an hour just to charge them, and they'll be happy to do so. I haven't actually been to the Fox for a long time, so I don't know. I know that is the in place to go to after conventions.
Oh, lots of people end up at Chinatown.
Really?
Yeah, I've been with groups before, and they all just walk off to Chinatown for.
Yeah, because it's open till late, the food, so it's just easy to just go there and just order something cheap or super
and
expensive.
They don't
into.
Give a monkeys if you're in costume.
Oh, that's fair enough.
You turn up in costume.
Just like paying. Do you have cash? As long as you have cash, you're welcome.
Yep, it's fine. I've seen enough crazy people. just
that
more
too.
Crazies.
Funny enough, someone did say that. I think it was on the MCM group page that said, so how many people are travelling up in their costumes and how many people are going to get weird looks? And you think,
never.
It's always me. I need to find mine, you know. You're talking about being all, like, organised. I don't even know what I'm wearing.
Oh, well, Friday, I pretty much have a costume that I could easily just slip on and off. Easy. It's just like a black shirt, but I have to wear a balaclava as well. I think it's going to rain.
Ninja
pop. Yeah, literally. It's going to be difficult kind of taking photos that day, but I'll try my best. But it's for a friend who well, I can reveal it now because she revealed it on her Facebook page, but we're doing the Ninja Sex Party.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to be Danny and I'm going to be Ninja Brian.
Yeah. I saw that, and then I saw the pole dancing video. Yes. Never again. That was terrible.
Yeah, you told me about this. The video made sense, though, after you explained to me.
I was watching a video, I was like, I swear he's already done. Oh, game yeah. Grumps. Oh, wow. Yep, even better.
Yeah, I showed it to my friend who was cosplaying Danny, and she just went, that was beautiful.
Why can't you do that costume? Oh, wait. Not a good idea.
Well, she is doing the, I think she's
kimono
doing the
one.
Yeah, that's never been done, because it's usually his superhero outfit that he does.
Tell me, how does she do her makeup? It's fantastic.
Oh,
it's really annoying.
Ellie, oh, she's fantastic. It's literally through help through others, I believe, but also kind of self-teaching.
I'm going to kidnap her makeup artist for next time I do a costume.
I think it's her. You should kidnap her, because she's done the World of Eldorado.
Mm.
She's done.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, she's. I don't know the guy's names, but the blonde one.
Tulu.
No,
Tulu.
She's the brunette guy.
Oh, okay.
And the facial makeup was amazing.
Oh, ooh. Sweet.
Well, Alex, why don't you watch tutorials and then shove all the makeup in front of the table and then just do it as you watch it? It's practice makes perfect.
Yes, but the fun
and then a good photographer helps as well.
Blue eyelashes
nudge,
are gonna...
nudge.
Yes, yes, I kidnap Harriet. Yeah. Always Harriet. Because I've got to have blue eyebrows, blue eyelashes and blue lips. That's going to be fun to coordinate properly. And not look like a zombie.
That's funny enough, though. Ninja Brian's eyes are blue and mine are hazel. So if I do the death stares, I'm probably going to have to Photoshop my eyes at some point.
Ah.
Get some lenses, Harriet. They don't cost that much.
I know, but I have a fear of sticking them in my eye.
Ah, glasses wearer. I forget.
That's what
you
I mean.
Can do
be...
it.
I have to kind of teach myself to do it, because I'd love to wear red contacts one day.
You know, once you get used to it, because I wear glasses, but I can put in contacts too. You just have to, yeah, you just, if you get contacts, like the ones at the opticians, usually they'll teach you how to do it.
They did teach me how to do it, but I remember I was at lunch one day and it took me an hour just to put one in.
You should do that hesitant, getting closer to my, no.
See, the guy's
close to my,
yeah.
I can't do it.
We're going way off topic here, so.
Yay!
But yes, so, me and Aisha will be there for the 3 days.
I'm there on the Saturday.
Yep.
But I am not. I will be wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt, which is a wrestling t-shirt,
oh,
and
sweet.
a blue leather jacket, which is my biker jacket.
Sweet. I'll put up each day on my photography page and on our Twitter and Facebook page what shirt I will be wearing each day, because that's pretty much how you can kind of find out where I am. I'll probably wear my Smosh Games shirt one of the days, and I don't know what the other one will be. I don't know. Probably be I don't know which one it will be, but I'll post it up anyway. Because, Aisha knows this, but you know we were talking about this last week, about the hate, the cosplay bullying and whatnot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The page has been shut down now, thank goodness.
What?
Yeah.
That Cosplayers 3.0 is now no more.
Yes.
At last.
But
after a lot of group reporting, thank you to anyone who has reported it, it's finally been taken off. Now we're hoping it's off permanently. Who knows?
Well, this is it. They might make another one. But if they do, we will nip it in the bud. Because if anything, it just shows how much people stand together to stop it, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, when earlier on when I got so many messages saying, oh, it's been shut down, I was just like, just like fantastic. It's just brilliant. But I haven't posted it on our page, but I am going to be filming a music video in awareness to this. So if you find me, I will have my music on me to record it. And if you want to have a fun making it, just come find me.
And I just like to say, I have no idea what I'm cosplaying as. I know I'll be doing Dragon Ball Z on Monday, probably Saturday. I'll be Kid Gohan. I don't know about the other days. Whatever I can find, I'll be there. Chances are you're probably going to find Harriet, because she's going to be doing photo shoots of people. I don't know, man. I think we all kind of melt into the madness.
We do. We kind of mold into it, and then
Did I even see you at last MCM? I can't even remember.
You did, because I saw you before the fashion show. I saw you Sunday morning.
Oh, there you go.
And then I saw you throughout the day.
Oh, I saw you with your friend and her baby.
Yes, that was it. You might find us again, because you're bringing her on Sunday, I think.
Well, then there you go. Do you know what it is? I wear bright colours. I think you recognised me because I wore, like, bright blue that day. You were like,
and I think blue was her favourite colour as well. So.
Yeah,
I think this is the usual thing with me and Aisha. We find each other at the wrong times.
Yeah.
Either at the beginning
it's like,
or
oh,
the end.
Dude, hey, I'd love to stop and chat, but I've got to do something. You know, top secret.
It's pretty much that. But I'll be outside, I think, for the majority of Saturday and Sunday, apart from the masquerades and the Eurocosplay.
Yeah, I would just like to say we've got a massive... massive response to the Dragon Ball Z cosplay group, which is going to be shooting on Saturday outside. So if you do see me running around my bright yellow and green dress and my little Gohan hat, do come along, take photos. We've got loads. We've got tons. We've got like many different versions of Gohans, Vegetas, Gokus, Master Roshis. I think we might even be having a Saiyan man and his moving... What is it? Skateboard Nimbus?
Oh, yes.
So,
Nimbus,
yeah.
What time is that?
I don't actually know. I think 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 1500 hours Saturday outside to the left. No, to the side of the statue on the grass.
So where
if you're upstairs, it'll be to the left. If you're down,
the trees bed.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Which I always pinch for photo shoots.
Yeah, but then they have a boat there now, don't they?
Oh, God damn.
Oh, is the boat going to be there?
I think it's a restaurant.
Mm.
I think that's why. So it...
Come, Alex. Come loiter next to the boat.
I wish I could. I'm going to go in May, that's for sure. Mm. I'm definitely going in May. For once.
The more busier one.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna, yeah, the hotter one.
Well, to be fair, I think Friday it's going to rain, I've heard. So, It won't be as bad on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, I think we're going to have good weather. Hopefully.
At least no snow.
Oh, no. Oh, no hail.
Oh, don't even say that. It hailed yesterday. It hailed.
it did.
Winter
bit.
Is coming, like
oh,
I said.
Oh, that was only because of the hurricane.
I think that'll be gone, though, luckily, before the weekend, which is good. But we do... Actually, in October, I think, out of the 9 years I've been going... I think only 2 weekends of those have rained, and the rest have been fine.
Yeah, usually when we go, it's just bloody cold.
It's breezy, but yeah, just wear a jacket. It's always, and if you're like me, you wear cosplays at the wrong time of year. So you wear the hot ones in May and the cold ones in October.
You can join me where I stupidly wear a long kimono and it's peeing down with rain. Why did I go outside?
Well, you could be like me. I was out in the hail in May and I only had my Osgood cosplay on. So, funny enough, my lab coat actually protected my camera.
You joined me. I was Ebon. Aww. From Soul Eater. Forehead to toes stuff in the bloody May.
Oh.
God, that was so hot.
It was, yeah, it was really warm. But I'm not cosplaying apart from Friday, thank goodness, because I've learnt my lesson. I need to kind of keep... what's the word? Alive.
You can do it.
And
I'm going to be so dead on Monday, but it's so worth it. It is worth it.
You know what's really alive, guys? Guys, go Parasite, on. The anime.
Oh, here we go. We've only made it back to the anime.
Good segue there. Fantastic segue.
Oren took great delight in picking this anime. Would you like to talk about it?
In my husky voice.
Do you want me to talk about it? Because we're going to save your voice, I think, for this weekend.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Just, I don't want you to lose your voice now. Yeah, so this is based off the manga, Parasite. About a boy called Izumi who, in the middle of the night, this parasite kind of tries to invade his brain, but luckily he's wearing headphones and he's susceptible to sneeze and whenever something tickles his nose. And that's the only way they get him. And it burrows in his arm instead. And he thinks he's dreaming this. And throughout the day, weird things are happening with his right hand. He ends up touching one of his best friend's breasts, which earns him a slap around the face. He doesn't realise he's doing this. It turns out there's these little parasites who are trying to get in humans and enter their brain and basically killing them, but they don't know why. These just crash landed on Earth. You saw it at the end of the episode where they landed, but we're not sure as to why they're there. And also you saw two examples of the parasites when they're bad. One was at the beginning of the episode, a family, a dad literally ripping the head off his wife, and you don't see, but off screen he kills his child as well. And another, what they call defunct invasion of a parasite, has taken over a dog, and the reason why it's defunct is because he's not human. So he's the same as the Izumi, because that's also defunct because he didn't get to his brain, but the parasite is now kind of working together with him. And it is, well, I don't know if we've got to the scariest parts yet, but it is pretty much. Yeah, that's what I thought, because when I was younger and I used to go to the comic shops and I saw this, it would be like cellophaned up, so I knew it was a proper graphic, like a horror novel. But what I saw of it, I thought, oh boy, I don't think I'll be touching that in the bloom.
Just in time for Halloween!
Yes.
Thank you. There's just so many creepy things I don't like.
Yeah, but I didn't like the whole dog thing, because I'm one of these people, I don't like to see animals or anything like that get hurt.
Animal cruelty, right? Yeah.
That's why I
refused. It's like when we see those adverts on TV, we're more likely to donate to those poor dogs in India than we are to, like, humans.
That's why I don't read... That's why I read the first issue of Battle Royale, and then something happened in that, and then I couldn't read it after that, because I was just so upset by it. They, like, kicked a dog to death or something like that.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah. That Kick-Ass 2 movie, the animal cruelty, they stopped it because they knew it was going to upset loads of people.
But I hate stuff like that. So when that happened, I was like, I had to turn away. But I was I covered it, but I was just like reading the subtitles at the bottom instead, because I just couldn't look at it.
I don't think there's any other edible stuff after that episode.
Oh, that's good.
It's just that one, just to show you examples.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, like of good and bad.
Yeah. And of like the defunct ones as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like the animation. This was so slick. Like it doesn't have. I don't know if I would call the art's a bit more gothic. I don't know. It's just that his style. The Omega artist has a slightly more gothic style, which was kind of lost in the series because it's like going for more, I guess, generic anime-ish look. But like more like set-in look, if anything. But yeah, I really enjoyed the animation. Was so good, like it was stupid. Like I hated the 3D bit, you know, where they have the people walking down the street and it's 3D.
Yeah.
And you're like, you could have animated those people. Why you did this to me? But like the rest of it, like all the parasite stuff was just like so good.
Is it me or was all the men really bulky in 3D for some reason? They were like football player style guys.
They were
and then tiny
bulky.
Little women. And it's like, oh, but they're all the same. Use different models.
Yeah.
Yeah, this anime just appeals to so many things I don't like.
A question, Oren, because you've read the manga. You know the parasite, Miji?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm seeing his name. Did you imagine the voice to be female?
I actually imagine like more of a, I don't know if it was high, I think it tends to fluctuate the more I read it.
Oh, fair enough.
But at points it was like, to me it was like, hey, what a shoo-wa, like, look down. But it's, you know, I didn't like, it wasn't super obnoxious, so I've heard like, you know, in some animes they have the hi, and it's already unnecessarily, I really hurt my throat doing that, but it's all very high pitched and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, this one was like high, but it was still, I enjoyed it. I like it. Oh, animation's so dumb. I love it. And so yeah, my only major gripe is, well, I guess it's hard to animate maybe in a different style, especially when you've got different different art directors and all that kind of stuff. So trying to keep the same style as the manga's not always going to be the easiest thing to do. Mm. But yeah, it gets more gruesome later on.
Okay.
Because in the trailer, you see like a bunch of different people who are like, they're also parasites, and when their stuff happens, the other's like, oh god, oh man. Like, I'm not really a big fan of like people being cut open and all that kind of stuff, but it's just with this, I don't know, it's just the way the story's written and the way the characters develop. It was just interesting. It wasn't like that terror the Terra, is it Terraformer?
Yes.
Yep.
It's not stupid like that. it's like it's got a nice build with the characters, and the way they evolve is really nice as well. And like even like the was it Lishu, the hand, the parasite, yeah. The hand. Even like that, the alien has like a freaking character arc as well. So it's like, oh wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. Did you like it, or were you just like, bah?
I didn't mind it, to be honest. It was one of those ones I could carry on watching throughout and see what it is, and maybe read the manga as well. Kind of do both. Like, how many mangas are there of it? Is it complete, or...?
Yeah, it's not too long. I think it was like 60 chapters, maybe?
Well, that's not bad. So that's about, what, 10 books, if that?
Yeah, it was. I don't remember. I think it was 60. It wasn't that long. But I read it in like a day, and I was like, yeah, that was pretty good. No, I read it before going to bed, and I was like, wait, no, that was a bad idea. But yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, just carry on reading it. Carry on reading it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to sleep. But it was pretty good.
Could be worse. I was watching... who was I watching? I was watching a YouTuber play Outlast Whistleblower. And that night, I was just like, nope. Had a bad nightmare.
Not sleeping tonight.
No, not sleeping. Didn't need sleep, so okay. No, I didn't mind it. I quite liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else?
Yeah, if it didn't creep me out so much. But that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But having things burrow into your arm freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm not really one for the... Yeah, that kind of...
Makes my wrist itch just thinking. Oh. But yeah, it's just but the character's really good so far.
Yeah.
Part of me's like, I want to watch. At the same time, I don't. I don't want to watch. I know it's going to go really more gruesome. I definitely know, especially now that Oren's confirmed it.
Yeah, like, so. they changed the story a bit. Because
I like one thing of the, when they were looking at the news the next day, I'm guessing there wasn't a tablet in the manga originally.
No, no, it was a newspaper. But yeah. I like that they had that tablet and they had it, like, propped up, like how tablets are usually propped up.
Yeah.
But yeah, the girl with the glasses, she's not a character in it until later on.
Oh, okay.
So I was quite interested to see, was she here already? Because, yeah, she's, like, in it for a little bit, and then she's not in it anymore. So they've actually made her, like, a friend of those two, which is quite cool. But, no, I would say, like, stick with it for a couple more chapters, a couple more episodes, see if you like it.
Yeah, I think there's 3 out already.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
I think it's going to be a manga.
Read the manga. Read the manga, you mean, Aisha?
I think we've lost him again.
I don't know.
The magic of technology.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I would say probably, I don't know, because the episodes come out, so you can probably read it and then watch it.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Like, you can do it either way, I feel. Because sometimes, like, oh, you watch the anime, and then you're like, oh, wow, there's even more in the manga. Like, with Akira. That was like, watching that film so many times, and then reading the manga was like, oh wow, the story is amazing.
I know, it's good though that the manga covers a lot of stuff that can't be featured in the anime because obviously time restraints, or they just want to change the odd things here and there, because I was looking, it says there's 24 episodes of this, so hopefully it will be able to cover up a lot of stuff in this. Maybe because they introduced the go earlier, it's just kind of right, we'll just, it's good, but we'll just kind of push it in a little bit just to squeeze it all in.
Yeah,
or sometimes they if they're carrying on, they just give it different endings.
Yeah, like... I hope it keep the same ending in the manga, because the manga ending was pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
So I liked the way it ended, even though it was a bit weird at the same time.
Well, isn't that like most?
Yeah.
To be fair,
congratulations, Shinji.
Oh no!
Oh god, not that one.
Oh no.
That one doesn't count.
My face palmed.
I'm laughing makes my head hurt. Amazing.
that scene in particular made my head hurt. Just like everyone going around clapping, congratulations, Shinji. I'm like, oh, just please just shoot me now.
So good. So dumb.
It's so dumb. Even the creator, I think I've read that even the guy who made Neon Genesis, he had a breakdown towards the end of the series. That's why they had to rewrite it.
Yeah. Mm.
And even then, that's why they made the two movies, and still that made no sense whatsoever.
They're still doing they were rad. Series.
Very random. Very, very random.
No, they were rad.
Oh, rad.
Oh, yeah. The animation of Wolves. Like, well, no, because the first film was, like, basically, like, the series condensed into, like, an hour and a half.
Is this the first movie that came out, or the ones that have come out recently?
I'm talking about Death and Rebirth and the end of Evangelion.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird because now these films are coming out and you're like, why is this being... Oh, but the animation's so good. So I don't really mind. But yeah, like Death and Rebirth, the end of Evangelion, the animation for that is so stupid. It's so... It looks like, oh, I want to eat it. Absorb it into a very being because it's so well done, even though it's like, oh, everybody's tripping balls. Oh, God. Yeah. Those Avas fighting. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Okay, we should talk about the other anime because it's going to be
yeah,
like.
Yeah, let's move on. Yes. So, Paris fight was great.
Yeah.
Alex, talk about the other one.
The anime.
Leading on to, like, talking about animation and how badly or how good they're drawn.
Alex, introduce the second anime.
Shiro Bako, I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. An anime about a bunch of girls who want to make anime. Yes. Five high school girls we see at the start, all talking about how they want to go into the industry and do all this. And then it time skips, and we get to see how they're all doing, not some not so well as others, and how they're all starting up their own anime or trying to. And it's cute and slightly weird. I'm not sure what to think about this one because I saw the start and thought, oh, it's gonna be a high school boring
slice
happy
of life bullshit. Yeah.
And it suddenly jumped, time skipped really quick, and I was like, oh, okay,
yeah, it was cool. And I was like, when I saw the beginning, I was like, well, these are not like the characters on the front of the poster. No, because they all look the same with like different color hair and different color eyes and slightly different eyelash. I was like, no, not high school. But then it was like, oh, it's actually about like a small animation company. That's pretty cool.
It's like when she said, oh, I'm airing my first anime. Oh, you'll be get used to it. It's fine. I saw all the little sketches in the background. I was like, oh, it looks so cool.
All like the keyframes and all that art and the in between. It's just disgusting. It's so cool. It's nice to see that stuff within an animated series.
Yeah, like the behind the scenes.
Of an anime.
What happens in between?
Yeah, I was quite like freaking the beginning of the time skip bit where she has that freaking drag race with that other dude.
Oh, Initial D.
Yeah, and it was like he was from GI or IG.
Yeah, I think it was GI, but it is IG. I think they were just like taking the mick out of it.
Yeah. And I don't know, obviously they were trying to get to that animator, that really talented animator. It's like, oh, I get to go first. She's in my keyframes for me first. It's like, oh, wow. Yeah, I'm interested to see how this one goes. Is it like, at the beginning I was like, blah. But then also I was like, yeah, animating's cool. So I want to see how it flows.
It's,
I think there's like another
it's
episode
nice to
out.
See that's about the females as well, and no perverty men.
No,
like we keep seeing.
There's a klutz who's a guy of a klutz who forgets everything or forgets to send things to the press to be done.
Oh my god, they've put the stereotype on a guy for once?
Yay!
So the klutzy blonde.
He is a blonde, though.
Ah, damn. Close enough, it's fine.
Klutzy blonde dude.
It's
at least he's not
closer.
A prince type.
But no, I didn't mind it. Not one really my cup of tea. I did skip through it a bit, I will admit, because it was going a bit too slow for me. But I think for Oren, I can understand why you'd like it, because it is literally how they get it done and what they do to it. But for me, it was more, we kind of know what's going to happen, so... it was the usual cliche for me, but that's just my personal opinion. So,
Yeah,
it was very cute, very cute.
I like that. It's a bit annoying because all the women kind of had the same shape, but at least they had different shaped dudes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the poster now, and literally, if you just took the hairs, the hairline of every one of the girls, they look exactly the same.
Yeah, which is like, oh, good job. Because he made a bunch of dudes who look very different from one another. It's like, oh, women, oh, I can only draw one type of woman. I tried so hard. I tried to draw other women. Oh, it's the same face. Okay.
They won't notice. Just add different eye colour and different hairstyles.
Yeah. We'll give them different voice actors. No one will know. No one.
Yes.
Yeah. I was not very hype about the anime they made that.
No.
Bring about idols or something. With superpowers, I guess. They're falling from the sky. The keyframe stuff for the falling from the sky stuff, it was really cool to see. There was a bit which the blonde dude had forgotten to get the keyframes done, the in-betweens done for that one.
Yeah.
And like, seeing that was pretty cool. Because I like seeing like how like animation's done. So it's really rare to see that kind of stuff. Mm. But yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. Aisha?
It was. I'm kind of in the same boat. It was so. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I would much rather watch that anime we watched about the Ero manga.
Oh, the shop.
Oh, the second episode was gross.
Really?
I did not like the second episode of that.
I need to watch that. I haven't really had time to.
Yeah, I know. She's just making me want to watch it now.
Oh no, because if you watch it, it's so weird.
It's so weird. Okay, good. Yeah. Cool. Like you were talking about the character designs in this one, they just seemed a bit generic. I don't know. At the same time, I've seen animes where they look amazing, but it's just no substance in the plot and that's like no date, no life kind of thing. It was okay. That's it, really. That's all I can say. Chicks doing anime. That's it.
Me. Pretty much.
It could have been, let's put it this way, it could have been worse.
Yeah, probably.
It could have been.
They did
worse.
Do like a boob joke like twice. I was like, oh, for Christ's sake.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but the dude was like, oh, it must be hard for her to animate because she has boobs. And it's like, what? Okay.
We'll shove that little joke in there somewhere.
It's like,
let's put an animation joke in there.
So stupid.
Oh, God. Never change, Japan. Never change.
I think you should use some fan art and put that in, Lauren. This is hard to animate. No, it wasn't. Stupid.
Oh god.
So, it makes me. It's just, yeah. I understand boys talk about boobs, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, it's just, I don't really talk about boobs unless I talk about my boobs.
Do you talk about it a lot? Like in I don't understand what husband's saying. He's just like, we are boobs.
Yeah,
we
no.
talk
yeah,
about yeah, yeah. boobs. We all think about boobs. You know, he kind of just sums it up, and it's true. As as females, we don't really talk about penises 24/7, do we? I don't think I talk about it once in a day. Do
especially
you?
Not on this show.
Life, Alex. I mean, their time. When you're sitting at home reading a book, Alex, do you just suddenly think, ooh? Penis. When you're stirring your cup of tea, are you like, oh my dick?
Oh god, Harry, you're gonna have so much fun editing this.
I'm keeping it in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so Harry, how times do you think about David's doodally?
I like, if anything,
funny
I like
enough, not, no I don't. At this point in time, I'm just thinking, can I get the camera right for Expo? That's the only thing that's in my mind, and that song is in my head that I'm using. That's all that's in my head at the moment.
So no dicks. You're completely sure about this?
Completely sure. Hand on heart.
I don't think about dicks all the time.
All the time.
No, I like butts, if anything. Butts are my thing. If I see a good butt, I'm like, yeah, that's a good butt. Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't kind of fantasize over it the whole day, do you?
No. But if I see a good butt, I'm like, I'm just like, yeah, that's a good butt. Or if I'm with my boyfriend, I'm always slapping his butt. So he has a good butt. So I'm like, yeah. Good job.
That's good job to yourself for getting him, or good job to him for having it?
Good job to him for him having a good butt. But no, because like that's another thing in anime. Sometimes I'm like, these characters have no butts. It makes me
but
so
they
angry.
They don't. I mean, the women do. The men never have the butt.
No, yeah, it's ever. Like, there's some men
you know average... what? When I think about it, all the athletic animes we watch, Free Man, they should have buns of steel. They should have proper, clearly. Like, big butts, like, from the muscle they're making. You know, yeah, they do have butts. No butts.
I'm like, what? Where's your butt? It should be tight muscle right there. And it's
exactly.
Like, flat.
They have
like
front line, don't they? They're like the muscly bit there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but they should have the butt. It should be pure muscle. It should be nice and round. Apparently, if you work out loads, you should have a big ass.
Yeah.
And then that pedal one, there's no emphasis on his butt. Well, where's his butt?
Yeah, there's like they don't have any butts. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, all of you, no butts. Even the big dude doesn't have a butt.
All I have
basketball.
All I have is Anaconda in my head now.
I'm so glad I've never heard that song yet.
Oh, you're very lucky because I heard the College Humor version of it the other day, and they actually talked about anacondas in the music video. It's just so funny.
My coworker tries to sing it, and I don't actually know how it goes.
She doesn't sing
it in the right tune.
I know the my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. But that's from the original.
Yeah, that's the only bit she sings.
That's
and
from
I don't
the
know
original.
If,
no. Baby Got Back though. So
yeah.
So that I just hear that and I'm like, that's nice. I have no idea where that's from, and nor do I want to know.
Ironically enough,
Baby Got Back.
Smosh Games did not a music video. They did a video. And they were like cleaning stains off the floor, but they did it in a funny way. I made a fan video to it, to that line, but I've uploaded it, but it's like on private.
It's a lot.
Because it's like, if they ever see that, they'll hate me. Why did we lead on to this?
Because I don't... we talk about boobs, and then we were like, we don't think about dick, and I was like, I think about butts, though.
Well, it is October, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so maybe a good thing we did talk about it.
Yeah.
So.
Make sure you check up.
Yes.
Wink.
Yep. If not, get your boyfriends or your partners to do so. That's what they say on the TV.
They'll have a nice, good grope and check for anything.
They did
say
that on the TV. I think it was on the Stand Up For Cancer thing last week. They did say that. I was like, what?
Hey, it works.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's the thing. A lot of people get embarrassed over it. They won't. But you should. Simple as.
Yeah. It's important.
Yes, very important.
Okay, all checked up, yeah.
Such a cheerful note.
Yes.
Okay, so I think we need to all, like, I don't know, eat, pee, go
one
to
more,
bed.
We're killing Aisha slowly.
I remember, very quickly, I remember another set of guests who was going to be an expert, the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
I saw that.
Which ones?
Original Red... Blue and Black Ranger, and I think the Yellow the Yellow Ranger from the second lot of Power Rangers.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, Kimberly!
No.
Refund!
Yeah. I'd love to meet the Green Ranger, but I think he only travels to American cons. Which is a shame.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
I actually met Billy at LFCC in July. He's very nice.
Yeah, he was there. He was looking quite, I think he felt a bit underwhelmed because he was next to Bulk and Skull, and Bulk and Skull were like totally stealing the show. It's one of those things.
Yeah, that's true. Was he feeling blue?
Oh my.
We'll leave it on that now, I think.
Yeah, I think we're going to all piss off now, so. See you at MCM, people.
Yes.
Say hello and tweet us, whatever.
Yep, see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.